Blog Talk Radio.
The Universe Conscious of the Self Show with Sturmod Fest.
The science, the math, the breaking it down, the action, the sound, the knowledge profound, social politics, civics, astrology, religion, Bible, Quran, ways that we live in, all things are subject to the masses of the public and private, no more and suffering more. And silence and ignorance, it's time to realize that you're infinite, the universe conscious of itself show, with your host, Big Stern,
Salam alaikum and universal greetings to my people out there in the cyber world and the world in general. This is the universe conscious of this show, special show, doing the Saturday night show. Friday, late Saturday, Friday night, early Saturday morning show. I just wanted to, I was going over a lot of things in the past week, and I got frustrated and because of the misconceptions that's going around and people just going along with these misconceptions, then I had to come clean some of this stuff up today. It just frustrated me, so I had to do a show today to just clean up some of the stuff people already know, but it seemed like they're not acting according to what they actually know. You know what I'm saying? The name of this show is Europeans Are Foreigners on This Land. America, right? Controversy, because I hear all day from Europeans and from so-called Negro, Blacks, and Colors that, and it appears that the Europeans are the original people of this land, or the original Americans, when there's countless evidence to point to who are the original Americans. And that there was governments set up prior to the government that we call the United States of America setting up itself on this land. And I'm going to get into that more. The description of this show today is, I'm tired of all the misconceptions. Time to clean up this dirt. Ignorance. We must understand government principles, law, and we story. Not his story. Tonight on the Universe Conscious of Itself show with your host, Stern, Minister of Affairs, Stern Mahabe, let's get some clarity on the state of affairs on this land. You understand me? Called the Americas as it relates to the European foreign. Yeah, we're going to go in. Let me get ready and I'm going to go into a little bit of music. Bear with me because I'm getting in late, and let me get into some music, and I'll come back and get into this subject about Europeans are foreigners on this land. Let's get into that. Right after this, I'll be forward.
The masses out there that are tell you what it stands for. Yo, every minute counts, dog, so I'ma rhyme like there's no tomorrow. I got a style of my own, your little flow is borrowed. Your shit's trash like an empty glass soda bottle. You looking for dough to borrow, and mine is slow to follow. Yeah, this verse kinda ill, well, it's a lot more to follow. All I need is some rice and a nice hoe that swallow. A dime piece that be looking like she's supposed to model. Essential music catalog, dog, you know the
EMC,
motto.
Experts making classics. Cop two, keep one wrapped in plastic. That's it, spit straight, aim for your neck. Like the dorm, I'ma give y'all the set and suggest. EMC, evil, motherless child. Raised in the ghetto and my upbringing foul. Wow, come to your show and dish you. A backseat will be the only chair I give you.
They wanna know what it stands for.
EMC, excellent mic controller. Each must come, fulfill the quota. Every man can prove he's a soldier. This ain't chicken noodle soup with a soda. This be exceptional men collaborating. Keep on popping that shit, we glad you hating. Recognize the name, we not new to the game. Y'all freshmen in this thing, we graduating. EMC, East End, Midwest champions. Amped again, so the dance with him, fans trampling. Lamping in my name tag, blue with the mandarin. Matching my leather with the EMC branded in. Easily murdering, competition panicking. Got you scrambling, like illegal cable channeling. Standing in the presence of perfection, you're examining. Stop all the guesses, see your questions there to answer it.
EMC, what it stand for? EMC, what it stand for? EMC, what it stand for? What it stand for? What it stand for?
Know what I mean?
Extravagant music click. No matter who we pick or choose to fit, cause we master the words on this music tip. Kept the punchline tight cause the rules are strict.
Yeah, everyone must contribute, no laxing. Easy money comes one-fourth the fraction. We be the faction, just read the caption. And once it's red, man, time for some action.
What it stand for?
Each man can claim another victory. Why don't you plead the fifth, dog? Cause you ain't got shit to say. Your neck sore from vibing? Blame Nicolay. Something like the Sam, cause stay with something slick to say.
EMC, eccentric music celebrities. Murder the track, pour beer in its memory. Experience, musical change, care less about the fame. We the best in the game,
EMC, what it stand for? EMC, what it stand for? EMC, what it stand for? EMC, what it stand for?
Crazy Hood Productions, putting it down straight like that.
Who's crazy?
All black, nice sweatsuit on. I'm not hoop on. I'm about to get my shoot on. Niggas violate, it's only right we demonstrate. Though fool, like fool, eat them up like Dennis Blanco.
DJ EFN, Crazy Hood Productions. DJ EFN, Crazy Hood Productions. DJ EFN. DJ EFN. DJ EFN. DJ EFN. DJ EFN. Crazy Hood Productions. Putting it down. Straight like that.
Who's crazy?
DJ EFN. Crazy Hood Productions. Putting it down. Straight like that.
Who's crazy?
All black, nice sweatsuit on. I'm not hoop on. I'm about to get my shoot on. Niggas violate, it's only right we demonstrate. Though fool, label fool, eat them up like Dennis Blanco. Over paper, pull the plastic. Feather head trigger when I blast it. Another bird ass nigga, sun turned bastard. Said it ain't serious, to me shit drastic.
Word.
I'm from a crazy hood, my reactions be crazier. Won't explain to ya, just run down and bang on ya. Two to the chest, shot, one to the head, don't blame the shooter. Both the motherfucker is dead. Like, what did he do to deserve all that?
What did he
funeral
do?
Service, moms in the church, all black. 9 out of 10 times, they the cause and the reason. I don't make the rules, I just play hard eight season.
DJ EFN, Crazy Hood Productions, putting it down. Straight like that.
Who's crazy?
DJ EFN, Crazy Hood Productions, putting it down. Straight like that.
Who's crazy? Crazy.
You're blind to what you don't see.
Blind.
Ignorance is blessing. Them niggas gon' be mad as fuck when they wake up. How much of our time will it take us? It's like the 60s all over. Catch a nigga sleeping, Peter Roller. Running like we animals and shot dead. It's crazy in the hood, but I am not scared. It's evident that the evidence that was captured on the camera is irrelevant. Get the dogs, get the tanks out. Fuck a nigga, blow his goddamn brains out. Same shit, different city. I'm rebelling, that's the reason that they fucking with me. Wise up to the plot. They targeting the youth and just about to wipe our ass out.
DJ EFN. Crazy Hood Productions. Putting it down. Straight like that.
Who's crazy? DJ.
Now those of you that are out in radio land, this is the golden and rare opportunity that you have every week now to wake up everyone in the household. This is the golden opportunity that you have if you're driving in your car to stop at the red light and let somebody know. This is a chance for you to do that. Call a loved one, call a neighbor, call a friend, call a co-worker. You'll have something better to discuss during the week if you would tune in to this radio ministry here today where the real revolution in America is taking place. And I told you out in Radio Land, you don't want to miss this. I told you to wake up everybody in the household because the real revolution is taking place from these microphones.
Stern is a production, a multimedia music production and community activist company, provides many services to the community, and most of them are free, like artist interviews on blogtalkradio.com/Stern74. Go check that out. Also, I provide airplay on an internationally publicated internet broadcast at stern.podomatic.com. They pay our licensing fee, which means if you own the rights to your works, it increases the chances of getting a royalty check. Stern is a production also provides music business consulting. Any questions you have on copyrights, contract, branding, publishing, call me at 323-592-6720 or email me at sternmaat@yahoo.com.
I have a few quotes today. The first quote is from Dr. Benjamin Rush. You probably never heard of him, but Mr. Rush says, "Education is favorable to liberty. Freedom can only exist in a society of knowledge. Without learning, men are incapable of knowing their rights. And where learning is confined to a few people, liberty can neither be equal nor universal." So you have to know your rights before you can protect them. And he said that in 1786. Another person that you have heard of, I'm sure, is Daniel Webster. And Daniel says, "I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter. From the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government. From their carelessness and negligence, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail."
Yes, yes, I'm back, I'm back. Universe Conscious of Itself show, Stern Maat Bey, hitting y'all with another show. Today's topic, Europeans are foreigners on this land. And I had to play that that interlude right there of a European speaking the principles of freedom. You know what I'm saying? He's speaking on the constitutional principles of freedom on this land, right? And we wonder, the drafters of the Constitution, right? You know what I'm saying? Were they, how did they come up with these concepts? Where did they get these concepts from? Now, we have to understand that the majority of the founding fathers were Masons. Let's just get it out in the blood. Let's get it out. And if you know the relationship between the Masons and our ancient ancestors, which are the Moors, then you understand that there was an insight that the European had, right? They had some insight, right? And within the lodges, they kept that insight to themselves. And they have achieved so many different things based on that insight. That insight was the truth about this land, the truth about us as Melanites or Moors on this land, so-called Negro, Blacks, and Coloreds. You know what I'm saying? They keeping it to themselves. And they are just basically playing the story out until we come put things back into proper perspectives, right? So most people, because European culture is the dominant culture in this land. That is the dominant culture here, right? We speak in English. We practice a lot of the culture of Europeans that have been transported or exported from Europe to over here along with the settlers and colonists. It's not hard to make this argument. The Europeans are foreigners. But the main thing I want to get to the people is that they are playing organized on that lie that they're the original, they're the Americans, right? And don't get me wrong, I'm not taking away from no European and their Americanism, right? But we have to put things in proper perspective. Now, we always look at at the TV and the propaganda that's been pushed out and the mind control that's been pushed out as the Europeans being white, right? But if you study, then you will understand white was a construct created and a designated created in order to give privileges to certain Europeans who came to settle on this land. White, black has no basis in genetics. If you're studying genetics, there are no white people on the planet, and there are no black people on the planet. You understand me? If you're studying genetics. Now, if you're within the construct of the American social political dynamics where racism is a norm, right, which is a racism, again, is a pseudoscience. There's no such thing as race. There's only one race, the human race. You understand me? We need to get this clarity out here. There's only one race, the human race. Now, they created the whole racial construct in this country so for political reasons. You understand me? So they're throwing out this whole political construct, which we're all trapped in. We have to realize that most of the things, the ideas, and the political actions that we make are within the constructs of someone else's jurisdiction, and they're a colonizer. They're occupying army, right? Now you understanding why that culture is so dominant, because they're literally an occupying army. The European nations who came over here originally knew their intentions on coming over here. They knew their intention was for exploitation, right? They knew their intention was for exploitation. Some of the European nations that came over here were, you got the Norse were the first, some of the first Europeans, the British, you know what I'm saying? You got the Dutch, you got the French, the Germans, you got Italy, the Russians, Spain, all these Portugal, all these European countries that came over here, and their original intention was to exploit over here. Now, the original people who they knocked over the head, right, orientated us and made us believe. Now, I'm not taking away from the transatlantic slave trade and the Moors that were brought over here from the west coast of Africa to over here. No, I'm just giving you a broader perspective. That happened. Plus, they denationalized us over here. We was originally over here already. They knocked us over here, disorientated us, made us think we came over here on boats, right? And now they're claiming to be the original Americans. They're claiming to be the Americans, period. Because that title, American, can only really be given to the originals of this land when you understand where that title came from. You know what I'm saying? People got I'm not arguing that right now. The thing is, we've been disorientated. You know what I'm saying? We are the original heirs to this land, period. We are the original heirs to the land. So the European throws around these ideas and political ideas to divert us from these factors of history. They reconstruct the history, right, so that we won't look at the factors that in the dictionary in the 1800s they had Americans as the copper skin races here originally prior to the European getting here. Now we already did the copper test. Everybody done the copper test. All melanated people, we've done the copper test. We know who the copper-skinned people are. Also, archaeological evidence shows who are the original people. Before the so-called traditional idea of Indians, which is a misnomer, you know what I'm saying? If you're calling yourself an Indian, you're within the jurisdiction of the United States of America because they have defined Indian as the indigenous or the natives who were here, right? And they got their own distinction of who these people are within their codes, the USC code, right? We have to understand that the United States of America as a corporate entity foreign to this land, and because it has dishonored most of the principles of the law of the land here, right? Most of the principles of the law, they have dishonored it. They have really taken away their abilities to even be on this land operating how they are. Now they're occupying, right? They're like an occupying army because they're not engaging in the freedoms of this land along with everybody else and allowing everybody else to engage in this freedom without being arbitrarily put within their jurisdiction by their ignorance. And from originally being knocked over here, they militarily occupied this land and knocked us over the head and made us disorientated, and now we don't know the true history. And now I'm presenting the true history. The original Americans are the Moors, are the so-called black people here in this country. Now, I've been talking to my grandma, right, and she's told me that she don't have no records of us not being in that area. She's from Alabama. Her records show that her people have always been in that area. So you don't have no records of coming over here with no boats and things of that nature. So once I do the research, I've done the research and show that there's a big number of so-called African Americans who have that same story. So we got to put things in proper perspective, man. That's all I'm doing on this show. And the Continental Congress was just them organizing, the Europeans organizing themselves into a government on this land. They had certain contracting with the native, the people, the original autochthonous people of this land. We had made agreements with them, period. That's why they were able to come over here. That's what happened. We had made agreements with them. They broke half of them. More than half. They broke most of them. You feel me? They're in dishonor on most of the agreements we have with them over here on this land. Now, like I said, they're occupying armies. So Europeans are foreigners. By their own records, it shows that they're foreigners. They're settlers. So why is their government trying to dictate who the immigrant, who's not? Why can their government dictate who's the immigrant, who's not an immigrant? It's because us as indigenous, we need to organize our governments over here more better. We have our body politics over here, but we need to organize our body politics to become more dominant in the interest of the land, in the interest of the body politics of the land. This is why our voice is not being heard, because we don't have a consolidated governmental structure in order to make that voice mighty and multiple. States of America have been organizing on this land for over 100 years. This is why they have politically created, they've politically been dominant on this land and organized in a certain structure that made they've had a better interest in the land, so they've taken that interest and monopolized off it, or profit off their interest on the land. They see there's an interest here. So they organize their governments to secure their interests over here. For years, they've been doing that. So we have to do the same thing. We have to organize our governments, right, our body politics, organize indigenous structures on this land, right, and become dominant in the interest of this land. See, that's the key, the interest, because if you study federal land and territories, are not only territories are basically just the imaginary. Just their idea of what their so-called, basically it's the extension of the franchise of the corporation to a franchise into its territories, right? And also, federal land is basically just land that the United States of America Incorporated has interest in. Right, that's the important word. They have interest in the land, right? Because they got infrastructure built on the land. So it's like, once you understand, this shit is dope. You got to really understand. Anybody on the line want to come in and put their input on what I'm speaking on? Because we know that rights are derived from property. You know what I'm saying? Because rights are derived from property, or the rights are derived from ownership, right? So, okay, let's come in. Let's see. Three four seven, 337. You on? Comments, questions. Where you from? See your hand up. Hello.
Hey, Hotep from New York, how are you?
Hello, brother. What's going on? It's long.
I'm good. Yeah, I like the concept and idea of having some legal protections for brown-skinned people. What I don't see the connection with is the natives, so-called native Indians that were here, don't tend to have Moorish genetics. What they have primarily is East Asian genetics, because from Africa, people migrated through different regions, whereas Moorish seems to have two connotations. One is for people that are basically black people from North Africa up to a certain point, and the other is a Muslim Arabian influenced group. So when you use the term Moor, how do we get A, the native Indians who aren't generally with any Moorish genetic ancestry? That's what I don't understand the connection.
Well, we have to really, really realize that we have to study genetics. It is a very important thing we need to study. Because when you study genetics, you will realize that the humanity is a family. We're all connected. You understand me? Genetically, there's something called genotype and there's something called phenotype. When we understand that genotypes create phenotypes, right? So once you understand that, then you understand you won't have so many distinctions from race to one race to one race. You will just see how the genetics mutated from one race to another race. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hello? I understand. I understand the concepts of what you're saying. What I'm asking is, where can I further research evidence that the native Indians, A, were Moorish, and if not Moorish, B, that Moors existed in this region before the native Indians? And by the way, they all have African blood, so my point isn't one that disproves the African nature of all civilization. My point is only, I've heard the argument before about the Moorish situation, but I've never seen actual evidence that Moors trump the native Indians, who are basically not even Indians. They're different tribes of Africans that existed here before the Europeans, and even before the first, there was a European group that came here way back, not the Goths. But anyway, I think it was the, it's coming to my mind. Anyway, they were here before. So where can I see that?
Okay, You're saying the byproducts of the Mongoloid people who came over here, and but the archaeological evidence shows that there were African people, so-called African people, on this land. Like they, I mean, recently it's like hundreds of thousands of years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they've done the research. I mean, archaeological research has shown that there were more, so-called more. See, when you're saying more, you're talking about the diaspora of so-called black folks, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because we can divide ourselves on you're this, you're that, you're this. But when I say more, I'm speaking on the original fathers and mothers of humanity. That's what I'm saying. So just to get a broader perspective.
Okay. I understand what you're saying now. So then we have a linguistic discrepancy, because the term Moorish actually comes from European languages.
Yes.
So like, we're talking the same language, we're just calling it different things. See, in my opinion, it's better not to go by words that are cognates of European languages or even Arabian, but to go back to words that come from Africa, whether it's from Nubia or from a Yoruba language or from the Egyptian. Okay, so we're talking objective, but a different term. See, Moorish is not an original African term.
No, I agree. I definitely agree with you. But why are we using Moor? We're using Moor based on the fact that when we fail as a people, that's what the Europeans was calling us, right? So they recognize us as an empire, as the Moors, when we present ourselves as Moors to the Europeans, they recognize the power there. So it's not that we're denying our African heritage or whatever. We're trying to divide ourselves in that sense. No, when we say we're Moor, it's strictly a political designation. Because when you're talking to the European, you have to present yourself in a certain certain way, because Negro, Black, and Colors are all titles under European colonial structures.
Yeah. Often
so that's all it
really.
Is. Yes, I guess. See what I'm saying? So just to clean up the all the misconceptions about how we try to divide each other, like we're this and we're that, and people try to have these dividing points, these decisive points, saying that the Moors betrayed their African heritage. And no, it has nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? Africans are Moors. Moors are Africans. You feel me?
Yeah, no, I think I understand clearly what you're saying. That you're saying that your point is not whether or not the term Moor originated in Africa, et cetera. You're saying that because there's already an existing legal infrastructure to give respect to people that classify themselves as Moor, why should we beat a dead horse, open that door, get some rights? We can always discuss the etymology and differences later, but there's an open door, go through it.
Wow. I'm glad you came in. Yeah, what's your name, brother?
Hotep Kenyatta.
Kenyatta?
Now I have a... Yeah, in New York. I have a related comment and question then.
Yes.
Because we do have Nubian and ancient Egyptian Kemetic, languages and documents that, of course, Europeans basically stole and put in their museums. Does this then mean that in addition to accessing the legal structure using the term Moorish, because the system doesn't really respect Egyptian, Kemetic, Nubian for various reasons, that we then continue to pursue ways to unite our people and educate them not only on the Moorish sciences, but also on the Kemetic sciences and our brothers and sisters that were Inca, Mayan, Aztec, and the Navajo, meaning that we have our people all over the world with different languages, some of which are dead languages. Were we to learn our culture, we could come together and, if not, work together 100%, at least find some critical points that we can agree on and then go back to the system, if not to totally eradicate it, to at least gain more of those powers. In other words, can we go beyond more even once we get more rights and say, look, how about let's look into Kemet, and how about... Because often when I hear more, what it does bring with it is the Ottoman Empire, Persia, and some of the negative sides, because, there was a lot of enslavement and abuse of women, et cetera, and still is under that umbrella.
You're right. But we have to embrace everything. We can't be romanticizing our history. We have to embrace all parts of our history. And I agree. We did some foul things. I'm not going to say we didn't. That's why we failed. So that's part of why we failed. You know what I'm saying? But also, we have to take in consideration that we were a global community prior to colonization. We were a global community. So we were basically connected to each other. All peoples across the globe were connected to each other. You know what I'm saying? We just recently been devastated by these, I would say, these colonial forces. And it divided us. It distorted a lot of the history. And it made it where we can't make all the connections now to the fact that we were a global community at once. We were never divided.
Yeah, can I say that on the romanticizing aspect, some aspects of our culture, for example, the Carib versus the Taino in the Caribbean, the Caribs were extremely violent and brutal to our people. They were other black people. We had people all over the globe that traveled and created empires, or if not empires, small tribes that worked, but we weren't perfect. The problem came about around 700 AD when some Christian and Muslim scholars, not all now, but a subset of them, took some texts from the Jewish Torah, and they created, black people came from the sin of Ham, who was one of Noah's sons. Noah was drunk, naked, supposedly. And from there, it spiraled into, well, that can be utilized to identify dark-skinned people who are on the richest lands around the world as a problem, because they're pagan, they're ugly, they're monkeys, they're this, they're that. And that led to manifest destiny and all kinds of stuff. So when we look at that, then I think we start to see a connection between brainwashing, white supremacy, nationalism, and it all connects to our present-day situation. Trayvon Martin, Zimmerman, what Bill Cosby is going through, whether he did it or not, white dudes do the same stuff and nobody's hearing about it. And we have major problems. I look forward to future discussions with you because all of us need to come to the table with our pros and with our cons and just get to the nitty-gritty, the truth, so that our next generation can at least inherit, if not $100 billion, they can inherit the truth and then build toward their own, you know, economic infrastructure.
You know what? I agree with you 110%. And I'm glad you called in and building with us. And it's a late night show. I was hoping to, I wasn't thinking, especially in New York. I know it's what 3 o'clock.
Oh, it's early, man.
Probably.
Yeah, it's 3:30. Yeah, I'm up doing research. Yeah. You know, we got when people sleeping, it's a good time for me to have quiet and listen to radio, research, try and figure out how to free myself, my family, and our people from mental, physical, spiritual, financial, emotional bondage. But great show. I'll put you on my blog talk, follow, and keep up, and we'll continue building for our folks.
Appreciate you, brother, no doubt.
Thank you, brother. Stay strong. All right, peace.
You too. Okay, yeah. Man, very, very interesting conversation with the brother. I love that. We're going to go into some music, and I'm going to come back and finish out the show. We only got a couple more minutes, so peace.
They shine right when the sun dims out on the city. Always down to forgive me, always around to hold it down. Never known to pretend. Your character known by everyone, family and my friends. Known you most of my life, but learn you more every day. It's troublesome to me though that we not close as we ought to be, because the parties you often seek are ones I hardly keep. Now, you often look past me to be with other guys, but when it's traveling south, you ask me for advice. I'm playing second fiddle to the riddle. You're directly speaking, leaving me behind the curve on the lawn with my words. You prefer a guy that's less autistic and more accustomed to partying, popping Molly's not wisdom. And I'm a college student with goals and beat select, similar to the rhythms of a tribe called Quest. Question, do you know what I'm rapping for? Or better yet, why do I care so much? Why do it tear me up that you'd rather have ravishing conversations with fellas miles away than me, a native, a hometown hero in my own mind, but a hometown zero inside your love crime. My passion and passion bubbles, but all I can do is reminisce on the time when my rhymes would have no doubt made you mine. But that was before me, I was a shorty. Surely if I was 40, we would have held the hands of time. You were more forgiving, more compassionate, to where now you're more abrupt and more concerned with the flashiness. I still love you, Sang. Still want you to remember me. Always too damn committed. Even if you'll never acknowledge me, but that's just because I believe you'll find that place inside your heart that'll lead you to be mine. I said it's only because I believe that you'll find that place inside your heart that'll lead you to be mine. But you could be mine.
J-Rock, Philly Freeze.
East Coast, West Coast shit, niggas.
This what it sounds like when we meet up. It's remarkable. Sound wave.
Y'all know.
Early. Wait a they've been trying to make me stay pop. What up, Bean? What up, Neat? What up, Young Chris? The paper toasters make a nigga sick, ridiculous. You feel me? I get on your nerves, you need a cigarette. I've been a threat, been lying, been hiding in my projects. You kill me, come back to life and end yours. My spot working with 10 whores, with 10 stores. Even when I'm not working, the Ben store get open more than a paw on the legs of a porno star. AR 15, one unlimited ring. I make that thing go ring like a wrestler, please. I used to slang it to the fiends, now I slang it to your ears when I leave press 3 on the sound wave beat. And I'm the watch king, it's Jay and Philly Freeze, ain't a damn thing free.
Hey, y'all, pop in the clip and shoot it, don't shine. For your clip or whatever it is you stand by. Chronic in the zip line, sex in the rubber band, rest in my right palm, burning in my other hand.
We keep it crack for sure,
oh, for sure, for sure.
We keep it pop for sure,
oh, for sure, for sure.
We getting money
for sure, oh, for sure, for sure.
My niggas running
for sure.
Oh, DJ Jazz.
Free to ride North Philly to watch. I told Mac Millie silly with the chilliest watch. Do not try to reach. I pull out and I cock and aim. Then I squeeze, leave your brains on the block with ease. Niggas can't see me, I'm an East Coast G. Even West Coast motherfuckers feeling my pain. Cause I've been took Shahada. I'm a Muslim and a rider. And I'm about to make high. These niggas lodging to me. These phony motherfuckers still wishing that they.
Yeah, I'm out of here, y'all. This is another Universe Conscious of His Soul show, y'all. I'll be back. I'll be forward. Moorish. All right, y'all. Next week.
In the zip line, sex in the rubber band, rest in my right palm, burning in my other hand.
We keep it crying for sure,
oh, for sure, for sure.
We keep it pop for sure,
oh, for sure, for sure.
We getting money
for sure, oh, for sure, for sure.
My niggas
yeah.
Running for sure, oh,
yeah.
Hey, yo,
I want money like Scrooge, hopping out the whip, new chain, new shoes. Hottest in the bay, nigga, turn on the news. Murder in the west, what the fuck I gotta prove? Unsigned spitter, got him watching like views. One wrong move, then I light that fuse. Need for introduction when I'm up in your booth. Out for more plaques than it's plaque on your tooth.